USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr pushed back against critics on Thursday who say he's too eager to do the president's bidding. He spoke with ABC News.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
That interview happening just days after the Department of Justice overruled its own prosecutors in sentencing for the president's former advisor Roger Stone. President Trump says he might keep others from listening in on future calls with foreign leaders. During a radio interview with Geraldo Rivera, he said he may end the practice entirely. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's biting cold weather in the Midwest and the Northeast today. Wind chills are well below zero in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Meteorologist Craig Allen says this system is on the move.
It is already in the negative numbers once you start getting up into the northern sections of New England and all the way on up through Canada into Hudson Bay.
In the south, rivers are rising after a week of flooding. Thousands of cruise ship passengers are being welcomed in Cambodia. They tried for 2 weeks to find a place to dock with fears of the coronavirus on board. The BBC's Nick Beek has more.
5 different countries said no to providing a berth. Lots of people stuck on board, but we've seen this morning people have been allowed off, and as they disembarked, they were given flowers and welcomed onto Cambodian soil. This was in Sihanoukville, one of the ports there. So for those particular people, clearly, you know, something which has turned out well for them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A powerful union in Las Vegas has decided to stay out of the Democratic primary. USA Radio's Wyatt Cox reports.
The Culinary Union pulls a lot of weight in Nevada politics, but in a press conference on Thursday, the union declined to support any particular candidate in the upcoming Nevada caucuses. And while Union President Gioconda Argiello-Klein said they were encouraging union members to vote, they were laying out 3 key goals for their members to fight for.
One of our goals is one job to be enough. Second goal is to have protected the health care and have better health care for everybody. And the third goal is to have an immigration reform where we've been fighting for decades.
The decision not to endorse is a blow to the struggling Joe Biden campaign, who is counting on the heavily Latino union for support. The union has also criticized Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plans as damaging the strong medical benefits the union enjoys. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh is drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle for saying the country won't elect openly gay Democrat Pete Buttigieg because it's not ready for a president who, quote, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. Buttigieg spoke in Las Vegas.
I'm proud of my marriage. I'm proud of my husband. He's a middle school teacher. He's going to make a great first gentleman.
Buttigieg got married 1.5 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.